Hello and welcome back to episode 54 of the Rat City Radio Podcast. I am your host, Perry the Pig. Thought I was on vacation, thought I wasn't doing podcasts, but with some new information from EHG, apparently we have some more stuff to talk about here in Rat City.
Dread, and very soon too.
And pretty soon. It's like 3 weeks away, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Dread, thank you so much for being here. You're my co-host, of course. What the hell is going on with this? This is the very first time that we've seen a mid-cycle event, like a 1.1 refresh. Mike said that they are trying something new. Mike, of course, the dev who does the Friday live streams as well. And they're trying something new. So there's no precedent for this. We don't really know what's going on. But we're going to talk about it anyways and share our opinions because, boy, do we have opinions.
There's a very, very long list of things to talk about with this. And it sounds funny. You must be wondering, well, the post isn't that long. And it's like, well, it's more like when you read between the lines.
Yeah, we got questions, don't we?
Yeah. So I think the first things off is let's just do a quick summary of what's in the post.
Yes, right? I got it pulled up. Let me go ahead and read this, and then we can chat about wherever we want to start
with
this.
We'll go by line by line.
Got it. Okay, so this is going to start on September 19th, which is some day of the week. Let's see, September 19th is a Thursday, just about 3 weeks from today when we're recording this podcast here. It's going to go on for a month. There's going to be a discount on Steam if you want to purchase the game there. And the handful of things that they have as line items are Steam Deck verification improvements. Cool. New and updated shrines that you can click on while you're doing your monoliths. Quality of life improvements for dungeons, which really stands out to me. That sounds awesome. Loot lizard, which is explicitly not a loot goblin. So don't call it a loot goblin. It's a loot lizard. Stash tab priority, which if that is anything like what I think it is from Path of Exile, that sounds incredible. Improvements to Bazaar Search and a month-long event that seems like we're all going to work together and kill skeletons. So It ain't much, but that's where we're starting. So, Dredd, what's the first thing you want to talk about here?
Well, we can just... Sorry about that. We can just talk about the date. The date's the most important thing, okay? By far, out of all of this information we got. So, if you don't know, it's going from September 19th all the way to October 20th. That is effectively a cycle restart, where everyone's going to be sent to Legacy, and we're going to have a fresh economy and all that. But there's a problem. Like, there's a few problems. The first thing's off. What this means is Last Epoch isn't going to get 1.2. until probably either December or January.
I am betting January. I'm a hater.
Perry's betting January. I'm betting December. And the reason why? Why is that? Well, in October, Diablo 4 starts. So they wouldn't put the cycle in October. And they say that October 20th, right after, is not when the cycle is going to end because this fresh cycle isn't when the cycle ends.
I think they're just saying that because they don't want us to have information.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But
okay.
It would be dumb for them to release their cycle as soon as Diablo 4 did. So probably not in October. And in November, like, if anyone is paying attention to anything and not under a rock right now, you will know that Path of Exile 2 is doing its open beta testing in November. So they are sure as hell not putting it there. Not only because it would be a terrible timing for them, but also they probably want to fucking play it too. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. Like, the developers are Path of Exile gamers too, right? Like, that would suck.
Can I give my hot take on the date stuff?
Yeah, of course.
My hot take on, like, date releases competing with other video games for Last Epoch is Last Epoch isn't done, so they shouldn't care so much about their release window proximity to other action RPGs. Like, the campaign's not done, the balance is all out of whack. Like, we call this game like an excellent set of bones. The foundation of the game is so good, but it's lacking so many things. Like, just release the game when you want to and pretend like other games don't exist. And, like, once you have a finished product, once it's looking clean as fuck, like, then start worrying about the release windows.
See,
that's
like,
my hot take.
It's not even that hot of a take, because that's how I would go about it too. But they're the ones specifically that care. Because, like, remember, during Rising Flames, I remember, it was the patch that was 1 week before the launch of Diablo 4. Mm-hmm. they were like, oh, we can be the game that you play while you wait to play Diablo 4. I remember that very specifically. Mm-hmm. And I did not like that whatsoever. But mm-hmm. that's why it's like, and that's why, you know, why they're doing this mid-cycle event is because they realize that, like, you know, not many people are playing right now because, you know, the PoE League just started. Mm-hmm. It's the middle of the event. And Merchant Guild kind of got shafted. So it's kind of a response to that, right? And also as well, if you read into it just a little bit more, like, they did really well. If you go and look at the Steam charts for Last Epoch 1.0, they did insanely well. Like, it was shot up, right? But then Last Epoch patch 1.1 didn't do nearly as well, right? It was like a significant difference mm-hmm. in player numbers, right? So they're probably not panicking per se, but they're definitely cognizant of what is going around, like what's reading the room, right? So that's this is probably their, you know, answer to that. And I don't know how I feel about it, but
so speaking of panicking, I want to address concerns that we've already seen pop up on social media, including Twitch chat, which is do I lose my characters that I've been playing for so long? And cycles are relatively new in Last Epoch, but they're, you know, old hats in other video games. You don't lose your characters. Everything you currently have in 1.1 will go into Legacy. And instead, you'll just start fresh again. So nothing's getting deleted. Nothing's getting, like, don't worry about it. Your character's still there. This 1.1 will be a new league. You'll have no gold, no characters, no progression, no gear, no stash tab, no nothing. Cool. All right. So that's that. You want to go, like, line item and, like, discuss these? Or
yeah,
do you want to
do the next one? So the next one.
Shrines?
Shrines. So that, well, I say care about. But
oh, care about. Honest, no. Go care about.
Like, so it's like new and updated shrines. Like, I'll be honest, like, we barely even use the shrines as it is. Like, obviously they're
so much room for growth in shrines. Like, this could be anywhere from like the smallest change, who cares? And this could be a huge change. Like, shrines could be awesome. They really could be.
Well, they say updated shrines.
And new.
Yeah, but my problem is if all they do is just give them like a layer of paint or whatever, and that's all they really do, and like maybe, like, I don't know, make the modifiers a bit better, that's not really going to make them more interesting, because like right now we kind of just ignore them.
Counterpoint, a fresh mm-hmm. cone of paint on the shrines, along with a loot lizard, along with a refresh and like quality of life improvements to the dungeons, this is like, you know, it's something. Well, this is kind of fun.
My argument against it is like, it'd be cool if like it was an actual update to them, like an actual update where they were like their own, like, let's say, like, league mechanic. Mm-hmm, or whatever,
I hear you.
Right? Like, that would be nice. Like, this just kind of just feels like just added tack on.
And this is probably just a coat of paint. Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally just a coat of paint.
We've already heard Mike saying like they wanted to keep the scope for this project very low. They, you know, they didn't want scope creep. It's just like very limited touching of the game so that they can work on other things in the background, presumably.
So we can talk about the next thing here.
Which is
quality of life improvements to the dungeons. They said that we're getting some here, and we're getting more later. We're getting some now in September, and then we're getting another one in 1.2. They said that they've been hearing our feedback for it for a while now. If you want to explain what's going on with dungeons and why they might want to improve them.
Oh, yeah, they fucking suck. It's like
maybe more of a nuanced answer.
I think that I enjoy dungeons more than most people do. I also think that they're garbage, which leads me to believe that other people who have less tolerance than I do are really low on dungeons right now. A couple problems with dungeons, like now that we have the like the 0 LP versus 1 and 2 LP because of the Nemesis eggs, you actually want 0 LP because you'd rather just keep running content instead of pausing to go do dungeons instead. Dungeons have bad favor gain as opposed to monoliths, which have good favor gain. It takes you out of interacting with Nemesis, which is like the new exciting thing. It takes you out of interacting with Harbingers. And then dungeons, they kind of feel bad. They take a long time to get to the boss because you need to do 2 entire zones, which are massive, not least of which like the impediments of having these fucking walls in your way all the time. Like, you get,
which is weird.
It's so strange.
Well,
how many walls pop up in your way?
It's weird because like I think if dungeons like scaled their favor gain like maps did and they actually had decent favor gain, they could still be usable because, like, for instance, like, you still have the door modifiers, like the exponentially more chance to drop exalted item or whatever, right? Like, I think those door mods are just fine. It's just the favor part. And they're going to keep running into this over and over again, I think. Because it's like the same thing with Aberroth. Like, why would I kill Aberroth if, like, I could just go get some favor?
Right? Well, so one is the mechanical part of, like, you know, the favor gain in there. But also just, like, it's a really feels bad moment when you get so many dead ends, especially in Temporal Sanctum. Like, you flip from one time zone to the other time zone, and the wall is still there. And you, like, still need to backtrack. And, like, emotionally speaking, it is a very low moment in the game. Like, people wanted to use any possible skill, including Wrong Warp, the unique one, just to jump past these barriers.
Including bugs, too.
Yeah, including bugs. Like, please give me a bug. Let me jump past the wall. It's so annoying.
People literally hoard bugs about, like, movement skills just so that they can keep them.
Right.
To be able to move through. Like, it's that crazy.
So quality of life improvements, I'm expecting, like, one of a handful of things. I think any of these changes could be good. Instead of having two floors, you could have just one floor. That'd be nice, because then it would take you less time. Like, it reminds me of, like, Path of Exile, when a mechanic is new, when it's in cycle, it's like this big in-depth thing. And then when the next patch of Path of Exile begins, they take all those old league mechanics and they truncate them. They kind of chop them up and they use only the most important parts of them so that they can, like, add those into the core game. And, like, dungeons, when they were new and fresh, you had two floors for each one. And now that they're no longer the new hot thing, let's trim them. Let's make it only one floor instead. Other people have said, why can't I, you know, use multiple keys and have multiple slams per run? Why can't I increase the difficulty more and have more slams per run? That's a common complaint. Why can't I only have one floor? Why can't I have fewer dead ends? Like, any of these things.
Let me bring up something, by the way. Notice how every single time he brought it up, he brought up Jurla, like Chronomancer Jurla, like the Temporal Sanctum. See how he didn't bring up the Lightless Arbor or the Soulfire Bastion once? I think that's a good example of how bad the situation is. Is like the fact you didn't even bring up those and you forgot about them for a moment is why I don't like the dungeons right now, is because, like, who the fuck ran a Soulfire dungeon in 1.01 or 1.0? Like, you can do the cheese thing in Merchant's Guild when the gold isn't duped, where you can go and do infinite Lightless Arbor runs. Sure. Like, you know, I also like doing my taxes. So, like, you know, like, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I feel like as though it's just the same thing, like the Arena Echoes, where I think my problem is they keep one-upping themselves in terms of content, which is making all the content they've done in the past just look awful. And they're doing this constant, like, you know, dance where they have to go and fix things they made before. And it's because they keep trying to go farther and farther. Like, for instance, when they made favor for the factions and all the XP scaling and all that, do you think they had dungeons in mind when they made that system? I doubt that they did.
No, for sure not.
Yeah. And same thing with the Arena Echoes and everything. So since the favor, the main mechanic, doesn't interact with the dungeons or the arena thing, right? That makes them dead content. And this is going to keep happening over and over again.
Right? Let me ramble for just a moment here on the mechanics of what you were just talking about, because you do raise a good point. Like, you had these interesting reasons to do these dungeons in the past, and then they just got, you know, mechanic crept by other things. So there was a time before Runes of Power, before the Rune Master got implemented, before the Exiled Mage and those caches that you find in Echoes. And, like, if you wanted to find, you know, Exalted Helmets, you would wait for Exalted Helmet Day in the Temporal Sanctum and you'd go farm there, and that was a good thing to do. And then if you wanted, like, a sealed tier 5 modifier on your weapon, like, that's a huge game. And literally the only way to get sealed tier 5 modifiers in your weapon was to do that specific door in Kremers, in the Soulfire Bastion.
And for a long time, the only way to generically drop and force drop Exalted belts, boots, and gloves were Cremoris.
Like, yeah, the only
way you could force them.
Yeah, interacting with the gambler behavior there. And, like, those things are just not remotely relevant anymore. You have Nemesis, which is, like, you know, sealed tier 7 modifiers. Like, holy shit. I'd rather do that than do, you know, Soulfire Bastion over and over, right? And then you have Prophecies, you have, like, Merchant's Guild, you have all these things, like, that help you interact with that stuff.
This is just
CUF. Yeah, this is just CUF.
Like bringing up merchant skills, it's like, why would I ever touch Cremoris when I could just go buy the item?
So you and I have something very important to say about this 1.1 refresh regarding merchant skill versus CWF. Let's not say that. We're gonna hold that little gemstone until end of this. All but right. Let's talk about
stash tab priority system. If it's just like the stash tab priority for like, I think it's fine.
This is like Path of Exile. Like I click an item and it automatically goes to the right tab.
The biggest problem with this is like we're having why do I keep seeing Legacy is crap? Why do I think I keep seeing Legacy is crap, by the way? Stash tabs. Imagine playing COF Legacy, Perry.
No. Like, I don't want to.
With the current stash tabs. So they might need to do something about that. Also, so like, wasn't it you that was telling me about how like how long it takes for your stash tab to load every single time you click?
Oh my god, yes, it's like five seconds.
I think I would rather see them have more stash tabs and have the stash tabs have a performance like pass before we get this. Like, I like this, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't really fix the problem with stash tabs.
I think this is going to be awesome. I suspect that I'm really going to enjoy this.
No, I think it's awesome. It's just like stash tabs just have so many other problems right now. That it's just like, like, have you tried unpacking all your stash tabs in Legacy? Have you tried that?
No. Why would I do that?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, imagine you actually played like Legacy. Like, oh my god.
The next thing that I'd like to see for stash tabs, like if EVH is listening, give me some better search functions. Give me regular expressions. Well, give me my stash tab or my loot filter applies to stash tabs. Let me search by things that are currently equipable that are like, you know, meet my level or whatever.
Speaking of search functions.
Yeah. Good segue.
To bizarre search.
Sure.
Oh my god.
Is this good? I have no idea.
Yes, this is okay, very good. The bizarre search sucks. Okay. So you know how like in Path of Exile you can search like roles on things and all
sure,
that?
Sure, yes.
And you can search different affixes. So my problem right now with the bizarre search is if I want to find like, let's say, a tier 7 modifier and then a tier 5 of another modifier, I can't search for that because I can only search one tier at a time. So I can search either two tier 7 modifiers or two tier 5 modifiers and then click exalted in the rarity and then flip through all the pages. I can't do each affix tier individually. If they fix that, I'll be happy with that. That's like the main thing. And of course, the roles thing would be nice, but like it's not the worst thing in the world.
Got it. All right. Hopefully that's good for Merchant's Guild, but let's talk about the last line item here, which is month-long event modifiers. This is
so stupid.
I think this could be interesting.
This is so stupid for like the specific. Like, okay, there's two problems with it. Okay, I'll let you gush about it. Go ahead.
Well, all right. So the month-long modifiers. Let's outline them, and then we can talk about the problem with them.
Yeah.
So we have increased faction reputation gain.
Very specific.
Which is not favor gain. It's just reputation gain. It just helps you to get to reputation to rank 12 faster. We've increased gold gain.
Which literally is inconsequential.
Which
literally.
To me as a COF gamer means nothing. So take that as you will. Increased unique drop rates. If they double it, that'd be cool, maybe. Increased undead spawn rates and monoliths. So there seems to be this kind of thing, like they have this lore, the Imperial Emperor's head has gotten too big for his crown. So there's going to be a community-wide event where all of us kill skeletons, and we also kill the Immortal Emperor, and the amount of kills that we have for like killing a million of these things or something is going to be tracked, and there's going to be a reward for such things. So maybe we all get MTX if we all collectively kill a billion skeletons. Who knows? We don't know.
So there's actually a problem with the first three lines. We can go out individually. So let's go on these individually and talk about each one individually because they're their own topic, by the way.
Oh, hey, do you want to reenact me discovering that this was faction reputation gain instead of favor reputation gain?
Faction reputation gain into favor reputation gain?
Yeah, what the
Wait,
fuck?
I thought they were making what the game fuck? Good. What the hell?
Yeah. I read this the first time.
You
and I was like,
explain why favor is such a problem.
Well,
I
thought for sure that this was going to be like favor gain. I was like, why? Oh, yeah, cool. I can do more prophecies, baby.
Why do we care about favors so much? Why is it such a problem?
Who the fuck cares? Oh my god. Okay, so the only thing that's changing is that you get back to rank 12 faster, which is like cool, but I'm already at rank 12.
The easiest part of the grind, by the way. Unironically.
It takes a while, I guess. Yeah, like this is nice for casual players.
The real grind is grinding up to 1 million favors so you have an attempt to see one red ring. That's
real favor grind. Why not favor gain?
That would work for both of them.
Why not? Come on, man.
So there's a few problems with this, which we'll talk about in a moment. But yeah, increased faction reputation gain. So we'll get to 12 quicker. Sure. Okay. Now, increased gold gain.
Which is really relevant for Merchant Guild.
No, it is not.
No. Wait, it's really relevant for COF.
No, it's not relevant. It's actually a little bit more relevant for COF than Merchant Guild.
I promise you it's not.
You can technically do Lightless Arbor more.
You technically can.
Now, for Merchant Guild, I don't understand the idea here. If you print more dollar bills, things will just cost more dollar bills. I know people take like entire fucking degrees to understand this point. But like, if you increase the amount of dollar bills in the economy, people will just like rate their things more. Like, you know, remember in Germany after World War II,
Dread, you truly have one of the biggest brains in all of Last Epoch. Just like, if you print more dollary bills, everybody has more dollary bills.
Yeah, and everyone just fucking makes you want to, like, so it's like, oh, well, you can do the Lightless Arbor more technically. Yeah, but then the items you get will, it's just everything will cost more dollary bills. I feel like this is one of the weirdest changes ever, because what it does is it makes me get my stash tabs quicker. That's all.
It does. Yes, yeah, it does.
That's pretty much, they could just, I don't know, make stash tabs good instead. I don't know. All right. The last one here that we're going to talk about. Increase unique drop rates. This is such an FU to COF, it's not even funny. Okay? Where do you get most of your uniques, Perry?
Oh, prophecies.
What is this increasing?
Not prophecies. I don't know.
It's not increasing prophecies. So this is a huge buff to MG, technically.
Oh, that's true.
It was so much more than COF ever could have, right? Right, if you think about it. Because, where do you get all your uniques from, usually? Like, you're dropping, like, what, 20 unique rings every single time you do a prophecy? Mm-hmm. If you see, like, an extra unique scepter in your mono, like, is it actually going to improve your experience? No. Like, that's why we were talking about earlier about the COF MG thing. We're like, wow, they just keep making changes to make MG better.
We're so close to our big reveal of our emotions, which we've had very, very light emotions so far. So let's get ready for the big part. They say, why a cycle refresh? And just for a moment, I'm going to read. So they said, we heard you loud and clear about wanting an economy reset. Oh, we're already fucked. Okay, hold on. I'm going to keep reading. It says, we agree with you. The first reason for a cycle refresh is the game difficulty should be balanced around player skill and effort, not around someone's ability to exploit Merchant's Guild or violate terms of service for Merchant's Guild. When these things happen in Merchant's Guild, we understand the Merchant's Guild frustration can cause in Merchant's Guild, and rest assured, Merchant's Guild, we take it very seriously for Merchant's Guild. Then they say quality of life, and then lastly, feedback. Quite simply, we want Merchant's Guild to be as Merchant's Guild as Merchant's Guild. They really only care about Merchant's Guild. And is there anything that COF gets out of this? Because we've had keys, arena keys nerfed for gold gain because of Merchant's Guild. We've had Gambler's Fallacy disabled as a quest reward because of Merchant's Guild, because you can get too much gold with it. We've had all these things. We've had favor nerfed because of Merchant's Guild. We've had everything nerfed because of Merchant's Guild. Favor gain nerfed because of COF.
COF.
Yeah. But like, it's every. It's, they really. They care as much about Merchant's Guild as they do about their baby Sork. They're just like, we want Sork to go to the best schools, get piano lessons every day. We want Merchant's Guild to have the best shot at getting a nice job later in life. Like, come on, man!
It's funny because this refresh kind of shafts COF players a little bit too.
Oh, it really does. Because we don't get anything out of it.
Well, no, not even just that. It's because, like, MG benefits significantly more from a refresh than COF does. COF doesn't give two shits about a refresh. It's more detrimental for some people than better, because what it does is it makes it so that either one, your character that you've been playing this entire time and you're trying to finish, you can't finish anymore. Or two, you need to go into Legacy. So essentially what this is saying is, like, because of Merchant Skilled getting fucked, you can't keep playing your COF character. This is essentially what it's saying.
Yes.
Like, it's saying, because of Merchant Skilled sins, we have to fuck you over. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. So I like cycle restarts. They are one of my favorite reasons for cyclical, cycle-based action RPGs. I really enjoy them. I will enjoy this as well. However, it'd be nice if I could find a reason to play COF.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to. I'm going to. But, like, it... Everything here is for Merchant Skill. I don't get it. Why not favor gain?
Yeah, and like the favor stuff is a whole different conversation because of like just how favor is this patch in general. And it's like we've had people find so many exploits just to be able to gain more favor. Did you know that the Reign of Dragons buff used to give you an insane amount of favor, Perry?
Well, now it doesn't. Well, it still does, but you only get it at the very end after completing it, so you can't cheese it with the Harbinger spawn.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Like, that was something. Now we also have beacon farming right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what that is.
Beacon farming, you go to the, you know, specific layout, Imperial you do it at 1,000 Corruption,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And you kill, like, 80% of the monsters, and you portal out. Cool.
Yeah. It's like, so we're doing all these things just to get around the favor grind, because... of the favor nerfs and the changes, and it's like, I don't know, it's like and then you see increased faction reputation grade and you're just like, argh. I mean, it's nice being able to like get back to 12 quicker.
Sure.
I'm sure as hell gonna play Merchant Skilled, I'll tell you that much.
I'm gonna go suffer, but I'll be very conscious of it. So I don't know, man. Yeah. So I guess we can talk about meta for a minute here. Like,
we can talk about the no balance change part.
Oh, we can. That is very important. Yes. Yeah,
that is very important.
Go ahead. You talk about that.
All right. So in this whole thing, they said specifically that there are no balance changes coming
mm-hmm.
for this cycle
stuff. Mm-hmm.
And it's probably because of that poll they ran for the mid-cycle nerf thing or whatever.
Oh, it might be because of that.
Like it might be because of that.
But is it really mid-cycle
Mike was asked about it, and I think you had a clip about it. And they said there's like a bunch of different myriad of reasons.
Yeah. So somebody asked Mike on the dev stream just like maybe an hour or two ago. And he said that they didn't want to do balance changes specifically for this 1.1.1.2 Electric Boogaloo refresh patch because they didn't want scope creep and they didn't want it to be like that big a thing. Like, they're not really pushing this too hard. It's just something for the people who are already playing the game. And they also said that if you start fixing one like thing, then you got to go fix this other thing. And if we're fixing this, then we got to go fix this as well. And it really sounded like a scope creep thing. So hopefully what that means is that in the background for 1.2 is going to be awesome, baby.
Now,
but I'm high on copium.
Another thing we need to talk about too is because they're doing it now, like the refresh now, like why are we specifically restarting the entire cycle when couldn't we just like do it kind of like Path of Exile style where there's like a, you know, like a private league or like an event like they do? Like, why can't this just be like a month long event? Maybe it's voided or something, but there's a new economy, new stuff and all that. Why can't we do that instead of forcing everyone to cycle restart?
I think if you asked Mike, I feel like I've got like this, like the spirit of Mike possessing me right now. But if you asked Mike, he'd say like, well, if you want to play your current character, just go play in Legacy.
Yeah, let me just go and
technically that is
in all of my stash tabs.
I agree with you. But like, I think that's the response that he would say. Because like when you say drown in stash tabs, you're talking about like you and me and people who have 5,000, 10,000 hours in this game. But like that's not the vast majority of players. So I think that's the response that you would get. And like maybe it's okay. Yeah, so did they say anything about bug fixes? There's a couple bugs in Last Epoch right now.
No, There's nothing here, but I would assume they said that there are going to be patch notes, so I would assume that there would be a decent amount of
bug fixes. Yeah, give me some bug fixes, man.
I mean, if they're changing stuff, they might as well do bug fixes at the time. So, so part of it too, they said that like they didn't really have that much time to do much because I'm assuming because they're working on 1.2, right? So that means that like this is like all they could eke out in that regard, which is cool and all. It'd been cool if there's like some uniques that came out through this, right? Imagine you can get some dumb uniques from like killing the skeletons or something. That would be
yeah,
fun, right?
Sure. Like what a bunch of bone,
something absurd.
I want to say like bone flavored unique items, but like, you know, thematically, and like here's the bone of this, the bone of that. It'd be funny.
Yeah, it's literally like, oh yeah, by the way, all your skeletons are turned into A-bombs now.
There's a couple people in Twitch chat. There's a couple people in Twitch chat live, and I want to address one of the concerns they had. Like, there's a couple people saying, like, why are they doing this? Are they doing this to bump their numbers? Is like, is Last Epoch doing poorly and they want players to come back? And specifically, they've answered this question. So I'm just going to reiterate it to the people who are watching here live and maybe the people listening as well. But like, why are they doing the cycle refresh? They're not mentioning player numbers. They're not saying the game is doing poorly. They specifically mentioned three things. And like the communication that they give when they give it is good, clear, and concise. They say they're doing it because of there's a gold exploit in Merchant's Guild, and they want Merchant's Guild to have the best experience possible. And well, we're trying this thing out right now as like a mid-cycle refresh, and we want feedback from you to let us know whether there's something you'd like to see in the future as well. Like that's cut and dry. That is, do not read beyond that or beyond this, because it's the only information we have.
No matter what they do, we're going to read beyond that anyways. And I can give a little bit of insight in this. So for instance, Torchlight Infinite did this. It went very poorly.
Like did they do like a patch reset, like no patch notes? Yeah. So what exactly did they do? Tell me.
So what did they do? They literally did this, but instead of not having any content in it, they actually put content in it.
Okay.
It's like a nice, like now your characters do this instead or whatever, right? Just for a little bit, right? And what they found was it was just very bad for their player base in general, like their player numbers. Because what would happen is everyone would come and play during the cycle refresh and then not play for the thing. And Path of Exile also had this happen to them.
Oh, I remember this in Path of Exile. Yep.
And the problem is like Torchlight originally did it because not enough people were playing. They had to schedule their release during, I think, a time where a bunch of stuff was coming out, if I'm not mistaken, at the time. And no one was playing Torchlight Infinite, at least on the Western side, at the very least, right? Their Steam numbers weren't very high. And sadly, like, I'll be honest, like, they can say whatever they want, but like we see the numbers on the Steam charts, right? They're all the people that play Last Epoch. Right, because we're only on Steam now. They can't even use the defense of like, oh, well, there's a bunch of people playing on the normal client like Path of Exile does, right? So like, I'll be honest, like this legitimately just like, obviously it's two things specifically. It's one, I think patch 1.1 just didn't do that well because of the Path of Exile League coming out. So, and two, it's because of the gold dupe. Those are the two main reasons why they're doing this. And I don't want to be mean when I say this, but I legitimately believe that's like what's going on. Like, it's just like, it's kind of like writing on the wall. It's like obvious. Obviously, they're not going to come out and say that because that would be stupid of them, right? Like, that would be just dumb. But that is what's going on, in my opinion.
I want to tack one more thing onto the end of that. You said, like, I want to be harsh about something. And I want to provide some real feedback as well. And this is what someone said here in Twitch chat, saying that Mike in the past has said that leagues or cycles in Last Epoch will be 3 to 4 months long. And I want to have expectations for duration of leagues as well. So remember, like, back when Path of Exile was getting started, there's this moment where Crip, the streamer, came to Chris Wilson, you know, lead developer of Grinding Gear Games, and he said, like, listen, you need to have a predictable cycle. Like, you know, Crip said, I go live every single night at this time, and people know exactly when to expect me. They know where I'm going to be, twitch.tv/Crip, whatever, and, like, I'm always there. And that was a driving factor in Chris Wilson trying to have very predictable cycles, you know, 3 month cycles, whatever month cycles they have right now, but like very clear communication so that you could plan out your work vacation, so that you could plan out your own vacations or events with your wife upstairs, or like you could literally plan these things into your schedule. Like, I want to play Path of Exile this time. But like in Last Epoch, they said 3 to 4 month cycles. Which one is it? Why don't you tell me?
They end up being 5 month cycles too.
Right? Yeah, but that's damning though. That's really bad. Yeah. That is a bad precedent and a bad reputation to have. I want to know when the next cycle is going to be, and I want that as soon as possible. Like, we're post 1.0. Pre 1.0, sure. Fuck around and do this kind of thing with my schedule. It's fine. But like post 1.0, like you, Tim, this is, you know, my emotional feedback. Give me a date. Just tell me. Just tell me what to expect.
And, like, the thing is, even if they said, like, we're going to do a cycle every 5 months,
and fine, that was just fine, what they did, fine.
As long as it's a big enough cycle, sure, who cares? Fine, whatever. Like, I'll go get a part-time job. Cool. Like, we'll go do something else instead of cover Last Epoch. That's fine. But, like, they gotta come out with it, you know?
Like, listen, I like your joke, but like to me, it's not about money. It's like
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
I don't like being jerked around. Someone in Twitch chat just said like, I like knowing when things are coming so I can plan accordingly. I'm an adult. Like, yeah, I'm not, you know, just fucking flying by the seat of my pants. Let me know when to expect things.
Another thing to bring up as well is like, why didn't we get this like so? All right, so they've been doing this thing where they've been leaving everything up to like a poll, right? Maybe they could have made a poll of when the gold dupe happened instead of being all hush hush about it like they were. Instead of that, like, by the way, I just want to let you know, at the time they said the gold dupe didn't affect the economy that much, but they're literally talking about it here.
And again, emotionally it felt terrible for lots and lots of people,
and it just made everyone quit.
Like, yep.
Why didn't we get it then? Like, they could have made a poll, like, hey, like, since they like polls so much, I'm like, hey, should we restart the cycle or whatever for MG specifically?
That's a good question.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they could have just like made a branch of like, oh, if you want to keep playing your COF character this patch, you can in this legacy thing, but everyone in MG is getting kicked out and pushed to legacy. Then like, we'll restart the cycle. If you want to restart the cycle in COF again, go right ahead, but, you know, yada, yada, yada. Like, there's, like, a lot of things they could have done, and it's, like, this is just so late to, like, everyone that cared about the gold dupe are gone.
And the people who care about the gold dupe, this is not enough to get them to bring them back.
Yeah, at all. Like, they're the Path of Exile people. You know what they're doing? They're playing one of the better Path of Exile leagues of all time right now.
I've heard best Path of Exile League of all time. I've heard really good things.
There's like one specific problem with it, but like it's not a big deal. Like the rest of the league is fine, right? There's only like one specific problem, and it's the Kalandra problem, where like, you know, the actual thing you're supposed to be doing for the league mechanic, you don't see it often enough.
Got it.
Whatever. Who cares? Like the whole league is like the people who would care about this stuff are the people who are playing Path of Exile right now. So it's like, it's like just the wrong timing. And as all Weezy said as well early on when we were talking about this, is I'll be honest, it's kind of a little bit tone deaf. It's like a little tone deaf, because it's like, you know, like read the room a little bit. Like everyone, like, God,
this is not the announcement that I was expecting to get today.
Yeah. Do we have to say it? Like, it's like read the room, man. Like, I don't think people care right now.
I
think if everyone who's playing LE right now are playing COF, like this doesn't affect them at all.
That's true. That's true.
And now it's affecting them. So now what they've done is in an effort to bring back the people that left that probably wouldn't come back anyways, they're kind of screwing over the people that are left.
They really cater to Merchant's Guild, don't they? Holy moly. So I'm just sitting here and like, we're going to wrap up. Like, this is going to be one of our shorter podcasts because, you know, we're like almost 40 minutes into this, and I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But
I
want something exciting. Like I want the Reign of Dragons to have a Santa hat on his head. You know, like I want something. I want there to be MTX. You know, if we as a community.
Wait, we have one more thing to talk about. One more fucking thing to talk about. Okay. One more fucking thing to
talk about. I was talking. Okay, fine.
This is serious. Okay. This is really serious. My question for you is, if you don't know how this works, the 1 month event, right? After the event, the modifiers go away.
Okay. Right. Yeah, so, presumably, yeah.
Now, my question for you is, all the people who are farming and farming for gold and stuff like that, right? They try to buy something post the event ending with pre-event prices, right?
Yes. They're screwed.
Right? They're screwed.
Yes.
Now, what my problem is are they trying to just give us a nudge to be like, you should stop playing Last Epoch right now? Like... that's what it feels like when it comes to the dates and all that. It's like since the cycle continues after it, it's saying like you can still play, but have fun, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you see what I'm getting at? It's kind of like a premature end date, and it's like it might as well just end. And that's why I was like, why isn't this just like a voided fun event or whatever instead
yes.
of like a
yes,
like yeah. Yeah. So it's just like, it's just such a weird, like, it's so weird. It's like saying like, oh, like, let me farm up a fucking shit ton before the month ends so that, you know, the FOMO is real, man. It's just like, obviously it'd be even worse if there was a favor to be gained, by the way, especially mm-hmm. if you're COF. Imagine if it was a favor instead of fact reputation, right? And you're farming favor one day and then the next day, like you had, like you were getting half the favor or whatever, right? Wouldn't that be awful?
It'd be fun like, for a month.
It'd be but wouldn't that be awful if you wanted to play for longer?
Yes.
Like, yeah. So it's sure. just like, there's just, it's just introducing so many awkward issues all because some guy accidentally got a gabillion gold, right? Just weird.
Cool. I just want a Santa hat. Just put a fucking Santa hat on the Reign of Dragons boss and let every skeleton in the game gets a candy cane. Just like, give me something like that and it'll be fine. I promise it'll be fine.
Oh, I mean, I think in the long run, it'll be fine. It's just more of the short term right now. It's definitely like, I think someone put it very bluntly earlier is like, I don't think they got the round of applause that they were expecting to get when they posted this. I think they got like a little bit more of a mix, like, huh.
cycle refresh.
Yeah, like kind of like you did when you woke up and saw it. You're just
a cycle refresh, and we still don't have a date for when 1.2 is coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Dread, thanks for taking time on your Friday to talk with me today.
Like I said, I don't think it will matter in the long term. It's just more of a, this is more, it's more kind of like,
it's a head scratcher.
It's adding more and more into the, so we've talked about this before, but it's starting to make that reputation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how like Ellie has that reputation now where it is the buggy game? Yes, that's the reputation it has right now in other circles.
It's not good.
The buggy ARPG. That's not good at all. Now it's also getting, it has this reputation already of the game that takes forever to, takes forever to do things.
9 months before this to 1 year before this. And we have no indeterminate for this.
Like, this is just like enforcing that significantly. So it's just like, it's like we kind of don't like that.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
I mean, I'll have fun. Like, it's good for me because at least some like some people will come back and, you know, need a build.
Sure.
It's like, it's fine, but it's really bad if you were planning on playing COF the entire cycle. Holy shit.
It's just just questionable. All right, listen, we're gonna wrap this up. This is episode 50.
Oh, by the way, Last Epoch will Fuck's be 20% sake. Off this. Last Epoch will be 20% off this entire time. By the way,
woo,
woo. All right, continue.
Just like trying to wrap up the podcast. You're like 20% off, baby. As if like new players are coming in during this refresh instead of during 1.2. Yeah. All right. Great. Yeah. Perfect. Maybe I'll buy a bunch of Steam keys and then we can like give those out later on or something. Yeah, the dream. Sure. In any case, episode 54, we weren't expecting this 1.1 refresh thing, but we got about 40 minutes worth of things to say about it. Dread, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule of dying to lagging over and over and over to talk to me today. We will see you next time. Have a good night.
That was...